This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The share of prime-age women bringing home a paycheck rose at the end of World War II and streaked upward during the 70s and 80s before peaking in 1999 at 77%. Counter to expectations, it began to inch down in the early 2000s, then took a sharp plunge during a recession. More than 7 years into the recovery, it has failed to bounce back. Only 73.7% of prime-age women, those roughly 25 to 54, were in the workforce in 2015. President Trump approved the Keystone XL and Dakota Access pipelines that Obama had rejected, first in 2015 and last year. China has 12,500 miles of high-speed trains, more than the rest of the world combined. Denmark's tripartite system binds together employers, governments, and unions. Firms and unions get together to identify skill needs. Collective bargaining agreements guarantee rights to paid leave for training. The country's famed FlexSecurity system offers unemployed workers a list of 258 vocational training programs. The British Supreme Court ruled that the Prime Minister must seek the approval of Parliament before starting the formal process of leaving the European Union. EPA, Interior, Agriculture, and Transportation departments have all been put on a blackout to the public and media. In the case of the EPA, it's also had all work orders and contracting frozen except for infrastructure and pollution cleanup. Washington Post ABC News poll found that 74% of Americans and 53% of Republicans believe that Trump's tax returns should be made public. Tech companies are increasingly creating no-vote shares to leave shareholders with no voice or vote in their companies. Others are keeping their fingers on the scale by overweighing their votes, like Google and Facebook owners at 10 to 1. Facebook's Zuckerberg owns 15% of the company's stock, but has 53.8% of the votes, for example. Fannie Mae, the federal mortgage guarantor, has agreed to guarantee $1 billion in debt from private equity giant Blackstone Group, investing in single-family homes and its expanding rental units. Wells Fargo branches were able to continue improper practices because managers and employees were given 24-hour notice before Wells' internal risk monitors arrived for inspections. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.